/Cast.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of We Came From Beneath the Sea. As always, I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon. Hello.
Hello, everybody. We are back for episode 7, which is week...
Something like that.
3 of March of the Monsters, bro.
Yeah, yes. This is season 2 now.
Yeah,
This is technically like 100.
This is season 2, episode 8, which is also week 2 of March of the Monsters.
Yes, we did Godzilla versus Space Godzilla last time.
Yes.
So we hope you like that. We
and know today, it was shorter correct. Than usual. We're going to do our little intro spiel talk stuff. But today we're going to be doing Brandon's pick, which is the Deadly Spawn from 1983.
Mm-hmm.
Which I found out from Googling, there's actually a franchise to these. There are sequels to this.
There is one sequel.
Well, when I Googled it, it said the Deadly Spawn franchise. There were like 7 of them, and they all had the name Deadly Spawn in them.
Really?
Yeah, they were like subtitles to the actual titles.
Pull that up. I want to see. Because I know of one.
Jamie, pull that up
for me.
But, yeah, I guess I'll start off with what I've been up to. I watched Megan.
How was that?
You know, I was probably... Let me see that real quick. Hang on, guys. This doesn't look real at all.
They all say the Deadly Spawn.
Yeah, I know, but...
We'll have to do some deep diving into it.
I feel
it.
Like I would have heard about that. Let me see. Franchise.
Brandon's the authority on the Deadly Spawn, okay? He is the one that found this movie for us. Anyway, tune in next week when we watch Faces of Death.
Yeah,
all
I think,
8 of them.
I think those are fake.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think those are real.
You know, I've never seen Faces of Death while we're on the topic of that.
There's like 5 or 6 of those.
I know.
Because they're just like compilations of
accidents fake. And... Well, yeah. Some of them are real, some of them are fake. Some of it's like tribal shit, some of it's like actual suicide, some of it's accidents, and then a lot of it is dramatized.
Yeah, or they'll take scenes from horror movies and put them in there.
Yeah. Which, dude, I want to do an episode on that's under a category called Mondo film, which fascinates me. It's gross, but it fascinates me.
But, yeah, I watched Megan. My mom saw it, and she was like, you really need to see that. And so I watched it, and you know, I was probably the one out of this table here that's sitting right now.
Yeah.
I was probably the one that was like, that's going to be a big piece of shit the most out of all of
us. And you liked it, didn't you?
And I liked it. Yep, I did.
Well, I heard from a bunch of horror content creators that it was campy in, like, the greatest way possible.
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, it's like... modern enough that I think that people who are into like 824 and shit
would probably like it.
Yeah, I hate that fucking term.
Yeah.
But
well, I mean, thanks to Scream 5, we have that term.
Fucking
I mean.
Hipsters use that shit. Ooh, elevated horror, Hereditary, Midsommar, bro. You know, shut the fuck up. but yeah, I liked it a lot. It is like I'm not saying it's like phenomenal or anything,
right?
But it's fun, and it is kind of like Child's Play 2019, just different looking AI doll in a different in different scenarios.
Same, but different
the AI doll.
Interesting.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's on Peacock.
Yep.
You know, so if you
the unrated cut too, I think. I think
it's not like that horrific.
No, no, I'm not saying it is, but I did see like the advertisement where it's like the unrated cut on Peacock.
So like yeah, like I'm actually kind of excited for the sequel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I still need to see Smile.
I do too.
Same, yeah. I watched this movie called Strange Invaders, which is
so like just, the Deadly Spawn?
Well, like I saw a clip of it on Twitter and I was like, those practical effects look fucking solid. And so I watched it. The movie's dog shit. But the practical effects are solid.
Kind of like the movie we're talking about today, huh?
Yeah. Depending on who you ask, okay?
Okay.
There are a good bit of... this is a cult film we're talking about here. There are people that enjoy this.
Yeah.
Straight up, dude.
But, yeah, I mean, it's fucking stupid.
No.
But other than that, I watched all the Scream movies in preparation for, you know.
Scream VI.
VI.
Six Cream.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, so that pisses me off. They went out of their way to call Scream 5
Scream
just to call its follow-up sequel Scream 6. You fucking kidding me?
I mean, it is Scream 5 technically, but you, dude, they talk about it in Scream 5. It's a fucking requel.
Yes, I know, and I know they're trying to be witty, but my OCD brain is like, you got to call it Scream 5.
You can't!
I call it Scream sequel. 5.
Yeah, I call it 5 Cream.
I wish that they would just, like, go back on it and be like, okay, guys, it's officially called Scream 5 now.
Yeah.
You know? If there was a way to do that, I wish that they could.
I mean, it's like remember when that new Grudge came out with old boy from Harold and Kumar in, like, 2020, 2019? So that was, like,
It was the one that Sam Raimi produced.
There was a subtitle to it when it first came out in theaters. It was like The Grudge Resurrection or something.
And they were worried that it wasn't going to do well,
and
so they just called it Grudge.
They called it The Grudge.
And then it didn't do well anyway.
No, I'm like, ugh. But no, I also watched all 5 Scream movies in preparation. A, because I haven't seen all of them in a row in so long. Yeah. And also my girlfriend, she saw bits and pieces growing up with her brothers, but like never actually watched all of them. So we watched them all this week.
Scream is a good franchise to get like casual people into.
Yeah.
If they're not like horror fans.
And she loved them. I mean, it was a nice time. You know, my girlfriend's not like a let's sit down and watch a movie type person. So like,
yeah,
that was nice for me.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's a good franchise. I'm kind of like indifferent with it. I don't think it's like the GOAT franchise or anything like
Scream 96.
I don't think
you guys know my opinion on this. It is one of the greatest horror movies of all time. Arguably. Yep, it is. We're done.
It's straight.
Tune in next week. But
I'm,
no,
I'm still waiting on Brain Damage 2.
The combo of Wes Craven and Kevin Williamson. There's a reason it got all these sequels, and that's because of the first one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I agree.
It revitalized the horror genre.
But at the same time, when you really think about it, it could have went without sequels and still held up to this day.
Oh, yeah, because it saved horror. In 96, it was tabbed, man.
When all we were getting was fucking
a bunch of bullshit.
A bunch of late slasher sequels.
This is a legit thing. This isn't an opinion. This is Silence of the Lambs and Scream saved horrors and thrillers.
Correct.
But you know something. Let me say something controversial.
Let me tell you something.
Let me say something controversial before we move into what we thought about Scream 6.
I'm gonna throw something at you.
It's not original.
Scream?
Yeah. It's not original.
How so?
Because there are movies that came before it that did the same thing. It's just Scream came out at the right place at the right time, made a bunch of money, got a lot of recognition, so it gets the credit.
New Nightmare.
What other
better
movies are you referencing?
Friday the 13th Part 6. Popcorn, New Nightmare.
Popcorn. Seen that one.
There is all these movies that are meta horror comedy slashers.
Mm.
But Scream came out at the right time at the right place, so it gets the credit. It's the same thing with Halloween. There were slashers before Halloween.
Well, yeah, like two.
No.
Peeping Tom started it.
Dude, the slasher genre has been around a long fucking time.
Oh, if you count giallos, yeah.
It's just, and like John Carpenter has said, too, I ripped off Black Christmas with Halloween. He is straight up upset.
Well,
that.
Technically, the Akkads ripped off Black Christmas. They saw that and they were like, hey, make this movie. We give you all the money.
But yeah, when you really think about it, guys, they're not original. They just came out at the right place at the right time, so they get the credit.
Listen, no one talks about the losers in history.
Well, they need to because they're better.
Well, they fucking need to.
Nah, got a lot of respect for the first Scream.
Yeah.
You got a lot of good
top
shit.
Top three, baby.
Scream has grown on me a lot since doing the podcast. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I used to like not be the biggest fan, but I love the first movie. First movie has like the best cold open and
yeah, I've grown.
Any horror movie
they've grown
ever
on me. I used to like meta horror like annoys the shit out of me.
It does me too.
And what do you mean? Let me go back.
I
what do you mean? Friday the 13th Part 6 is meta? Is it because of the talking to the camera?
They acknowledge horror movies in that movie.
Mm.
I've seen enough horror movies to know that
freaking
a guy in a mask is
never a good thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's not, like, as, like, on the nose.
Well, yeah, but, like, Scream, I think... Well, I've never seen Popcorn, but Scream was the first one that, like, actually mentioned these movies, like Halloween and Universe.
Popcorn does.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, like, it's made-up movies, but they acknowledge shit like that. You know?
Understandable, but no, I think Scream was the first to mention in, like, an actual horror universe that, like, yeah, Friday the 13th, Halloween... Nightmare on Elm Street, they all exist in that universe as well.
Yeah, it's just, you know, Scream, not only does Scream get the credit because it came out at the right place at the right time, but it appealed to the most people, too.
Yeah, yeah, it came out around Christmas.
Christmas?
December 21st, I think? 20th?
Christmas.
96?
But yeah, I mean, like, just when you really fucking think about these things, you'll find out.
Yeah.
It's not as original as people make it out to seem.
But it's just, the winner.
Yeah,
but one, I mean, though. You got Wes Craven and Kevin Williamson, so
yeah.
I mean, they're the goats.
Arguably, I mean, who was basically a nobody.
I saw that Sick movie, and I was not going to lie, Kevin Williamson, that was not good.
He's falling off, man.
I remember seeing.
I didn't even watch it, and I knew it was going to be bad.
I remember seeing, like, I think it was Bloody Disgusting. They made an article about how Kevin Williamson like reinvented the final girl all over again. I was like. How? By making her unlikable as hell?
Yeah.
Because like, that's how she was in that movie.
Allegedly in Minecraft, that's what I'm going to say, so we don't get sued. Allegedly in Minecraft, they got paid for that fucking article, probably.
Yeah, probably.
As do most horror and all publications.
I mean, like, look.
Oh, will you review my movie? Here's $500 for you and your writing staff. Please give it a good review. Because you know who else does that? Gun companies. Gun manufacturers.
That's not good. Hey, this
show my product for me, bro. Here's a free gun and like $200.
This gun is kind of... It's got a lot of problems, I ain't going to lie. But can you give it a good review?
Bro, I need you to put a good review on my movie. I'll give you a $25 gift certificate to Texas Roadhouse.
Shit, all right. Done deal.
Shit.
That sounds pretty good right now.
Hell yeah.
Hey, it sounds pretty good.
But yeah, Sick was not good.
Yeah. I knew when COVID started, it was only a matter of time before we got a COVID-themed slasher movie.
Well, there's been plenty of them before Sick, too.
Well, Host is paranormal. What other COVID-themed horror slashers have there been?
Full Moon came out with about five of them.
Well, I don't pay attention to Full Moon features.
Well, it wasn't just slashers.
That's
either.
Not my bag,
they,
bro.
They came out with this movie called Corona Zombies.
Oh, my fucking God.
Which I still haven't seen.
Oh, my God.
It's the best movie ever, right?
No,
there.
But I remember seeing the trailer, because when I was watching Yellowstone, there was the trailers for Sick on Peacock or whatever. And I'm like, it's the beginning of the lockdown, man. We're doing all, like, man.
Boo.
And there's that point. She's running down the road in the trailer, and she's banging on this woman's car window. She's like, do you have a mask?
Yeah.
Turn the fucking TV off. I'm done watching TV for the day.
Yeah, I'm done.
Just ruin my fucking
Fuck this
viewing
movie.
Experience.
Well, like, I think I could speak for everybody when I say that, yeah, like, COVID was scary. And so, like, I guess in ways, like, it makes sense to use it in a movie to, like, ramp up the stakes, but Sick didn't do it very well. It was just annoying.
Yeah.
It was like an inconvenience every time.
Oh, I'm never going to watch it. I'll tell you that right now.
I ain't seen
it. And like I was saying, like, when they were like, oh, Kevin Williamson, like, reinvented the final girl again. She is one of the most unlikable girls ever. Because, like, at the end, they, like, reveal something about her, and I was like, oh, so she's dead to me then.
Oh, great. Unredeemable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
And they try to pass it off like it was like, oh, she's just, you know, living her life, you know, trying to have fun during all this shitty things. It's like, no, she put a lot of people in risk, okay?
But is it fucking worse than Halloween people? Ends?
I don't know. I think I'd probably prefer to watch Sick.
It's our new segment on the show. Is it better than Brain Damage? Is it worse than Halloween Ends?
I mean, I remember we were going to the theater to see Halloween, the greatest Halloween movie. Did we watch the same fucking movie?
No.
Did we?
No.
Honestly, did we watch the same movie? Because Brandon said, this is going to segue into our Scream 6 spoiler-free discussion.
Yeah.
But, Brandon, we were playing games Thursday night, and he goes, well, I'm seeing on Twitter that people are saying it's the best one.
Yeah,
the
like
original.
I was. Like, they're like,
and I'm like, because you said that about Halloween Ends, too.
Well, like, you know how I feel like people just troll us at this point. Like, maybe when they get like early access to a movie, they're like, "Oh, it's the GOAT, bro."
Only say that because they got free tickets to see the fucking probably. Premiere.
But yeah, like, you know how technically in some places you can see the movie a day before it actually comes out.
All places, they don't do midnight releases anymore.
Well, like,
you can go see it Thursday at 5 o'clock.
So it came out March. So Scream 6 came out March 10th. But people on March 9th were saying it's the best one. Or they were saying it's the best one since the original.
Yeah. Which, I mean, in my opinion, I think it is the best one since the original.
And I could see why a lot of people
I'm not going to lie.
Have that. I think it's my third favorite.
I don't think it's a perfect movie, but I like it a lot. I love it.
I had fun. Like, I like it more than Scream 2022.
I loved all the Easter eggs.
Yeah, all that was cool.
I loved the... And this is in the trailer, so it's not a spoiler. I loved the shrine.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
I was on board until the killer reveal. And then I started thinking about the killer reveal. It's like, okay, it works, and it also is weird, so...
Yeah, because it's not, like, it's not your typical Scream thing where, well, fuck.
Here, we'll say this. The motive is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a... All the Scream movies have, except for the first one, I think, have a different motive, or they all have the same motive.
Pretty much, yeah.
And this is fresh. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah, very different. That's probably why I love the piss out of this movie. I went in with like somewhat low expectations because y'all know Scream's not really my franchise.
I just go in with low expectations for everything now.
I was sitting there watching it, like I was so engaged in the movie.
I thought it was kind of slow at first. I was like,
it's the longest Scream movie, maybe
for about 25, 30 minutes, I think. I was like, I'm not really on board. And then I'm like, oh, shit.
I was on board from the get-go.
But yeah, the opening was fucking
great. Opening was cool. I appreciate what they did. I thought that was awesome. Shout out to Mara Weaving, by the way.
Yep.
Oh, come on now. They know what that means then. you spoiled it.
Dude, they use a big-name actor in every movie for the opening.
But besides the point, it's really good. Really,
y'all saw the movie this weekend.
Really fucking good. Y'all should go see it.
It wasn't a spoiler.
Y'all should go see it. It's really fucking good. I think it's probably my second favorite besides the original.
I have to do a little bit more thinking to do a ranking because I didn't. Brandon did one in the fucking car ride home.
Yep. I knew because they were all fresh on the mind. Yeah. You know, for me, best is the OG.
Oh, yeah,
then
for
Scream
sure.
4, then Scream 6, then Scream 2, then Scream 2022, and then Scream 3.
Brandon and I's are the same, except flip Scream 6 and Scream 4.
Yeah. Straight up, dude.
Ask my mom.
Ask my mom, dude.
Yeah, I'm giving, dude, like, it was it's not a 10 out of 10 movie for me, but it's like a 9.
7.5.
It's a solid 9 for me.
Mine's 9.8. I really fucking like this movie.
God damn.
God damn, boy.
Y'all are generous as hell.
No, I really
fucking like this movie. I really did.
Speaking of being generous, I'm about to be more generous than these two.
For this movie?
For this movie, yeah.
Oh, God. All right, well, I think it's time we better roll into the review of the week. For March of the Monsters, week two.
The Deadly Spawn.
Spawn.
Yes.
From 1983.
I'd rather watch Spawn than this.
I wouldn't. I mean, I like this movie. I like Spawn. Don't get me wrong.
Nah, man. The only thing this movie's missing is Keith David.
Spawn's fucking nostalgic.
I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, it's got the worst fucking visuals of any movie out there.
Spawn,
but
it's fun.
Nostalgic.
Oh, Spawn's fun for sure.
All right, let me pull up before we get started. I said the Deeldly Spawn.
Brandon, we're professionals with this. Dare you not
this
have
this movie is not better
Hang
than
on.
Brain Damage.
Hang
I'll
on.
Tell you that.
Right,
no, it's not. It's
on
not.
My phone.
No. All
right, so Deadly Spawn came out April 22nd, 1983. So literally next month it'll be 40.
Hell yeah.
And it was wrote and directed by Douglas McKeown and... It's got three producers. I don't know if they're like any importance. I don't know if they did anything else, but okay, they did. It says one of them did like Night Beast, which is another fucking shitty ass cult film from the 80s. That's very fucking cheesy, but yeah, we got Ted A. Bohas who produced it, John Dodds and Tim Hildebrandt. which I believe he's like family with some of the fucking cast in this thing. So yeah. It was distributed by 21st Century Fox. And it has a runtime of 81 minutes, so it's short. But here's kind of what I want to get into. Guess how much its budget was? Without Googling.
3 McNuggets and some fucking ball hair, I don't know.
Close.
2 double cheeseburgers and a large fry.
Closer.
$7 Canadian.
Nope.
7 pesos.
30,000 yen.
No, this isn't an Asian movie.
200 rupees?
No.
2 whole fried chickens and a Coke.
It was 25 grand.
Damn.
Holy 25 shit. 25
grand is what made this
movie. I can tell the budget was 25 grand from watching it.
So
you tell your hairline is 25 grand, bitch.
You have so many people talking about, and I'm going to shit on fucking Halloween again, okay? You have so many people talking about how Halloween's such a low-budget movie. They did so much with, what was it, $350,000 or
$300,000.
And then you got fucking Deadly Spawn, who has a fucking budget of $25,000.
Bro, they out here.
Skinamarink was made for $15,000.
And the fact that they were able to... with Skinamarink, there's more modern technology. It makes movies easier to fucking film now.
Yeah.
See, a big part of like what ran up a fucking 80s horror movie's budget was film. Because film stock is so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
And you have to hand edit that shit.
Yeah.
And if you mess up, then you're wasting
guess
film.
Guess what? Film stock is still expensive.
Yeah, that's why people don't...
Motherfucker,
people
I have a
digital now.
I have a Super 8 camera at home, and I haven't used that motherfucker once because how expensive the film is.
Motherfucker, nobody asked you.
Man, fuck you. Your big forehead having ass.
Shut the fuck up.
That's why so many people use digital now. It's like people complain about digital, but it's like, bro, do you want to...
It was rubbing into my side. It wasn't for you. For those of us who can't see what just happened, my handgun was rubbing into my side, so I slammed it on the table.
Well, you're going to use that on me. You better kill me, because if you're not, I'm coming for
you. And it discharged and flew right by my head.
Oh, my God.
I almost died. No, I'm just kidding.
But, nah, I didn't go off.
So, like, between film stock and the practical effects, that's what they
spent.
That's
all the budget.
That's what they spent.
No wonder there's no fucking plot to this goddamn movie.
No. Don't need one.
So, we kick things off with a comet crashing down. Uh-huh. You know, very typical of these 80s sci-fi horror movies.
Yeah.
Comet crashes down.
Night of the comet, you'd say?
And inside the comet, there's, like, aliens and shit. There's, like, little slugs. And
it's core!
There's 2 nearby campers that go and check it out, and they both get eaten, you know?
Oh, they get eaten the fuck up.
They fucking die.
And there's, like, some cool, like, shadow puppetry in the beginning here. And they actually have... There's like a behind-the-scenes video on YouTube. It has, like, no sound, but you could see them filming that.
Huh. That's cool.
From, like, the other direction, where you could see the puppeteers moving the puppets around and shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So basically, like, it kind of shows you what these things do, like, right up front. The more they eat, the bigger they get and shit.
Yeah.
They grow, like, limbs and other heads and everything. But then we cut to a house, and there's, like, a mom and dad, like, getting out of bed because their alarm goes off.
Mm-hmm. That's the most annoying sounding fucking alarm I've ever
know,
heard.
I know, it was like a fucking...
Like...
It just vibrated.
Yeah, like, if my alarm went off like that, I'd keep a hammer next to the bed and fucking
smash that motherfucker, man.
But yeah, the dad goes to the bathroom and he's like, oh shit, there's no hot water.
Damn it.
So, like, the mom is, like, up and about, and you see her titties, by the way. She has, like, this
see-through sheer nightgown.
You can see her boobs. You know, they did weird shit like that back in the...
They still make those, man.
Yeah, they still do. I shouldn't be saying shit, because there's a lot of sex positivity these days, but...
Brandon, you are sex positivity, okay?
Yeah. I get all the bitches.
All the bitches.
obviously, but... Anyways, the dad goes down to the basement to fuck with the water heater.
Yeah.
Like I said, their water is out.
I didn't know their water heater had blood in it, bro.
Yeah, and there's, like, he's investigating around, but he notices, like, well, he goes to get the paper first, and then you could see that the basement window's, like, open.
Mm-hmm.
And something crawled in there, you know?
Oh, hell no.
And so, like, when he goes down to the basement to fuck with the water heater, he notices that the basement's, like, wet as shit. And he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, so... I bet he was probably thinking, oh, fuck, the water heater probably busted or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But their basement's huge, dude.
They got a big-ass basement.
Yeah. There's, like, a whole fucking, like, apartment complex down there or something, because there's, like, rooms everywhere.
Treated, dude.
There's, like, yeah. junk just laying around, because most people use basements as a storage unit. And yeah. Bodies, but, yeah, he kind of, like, goes to investigate, and then he, like, looks down on the floor, and he sees, like, there's, like, blood going into a drain, and he's like, what the
dude,
fuck?
Dude, that drain is loud as fuck.
Yeah. And then he gets, like, fucked up by something. He gets, like, knocked down, and then you could see he's got, like, blood on his, like, stomach area, and then yeah. he, like, spits up blood, and then something drags him off, and mm-hmm. you get more shadow puppets of something,
eats
like,
his ass.
Eating his ass.
Yeah. That scene is really cool.
Yeah.
Like, it chomping down on him, and, like, he's flailing around as he's getting chomped down on.
Yeah. I agree. I like it. And so, now it's the mom's turn.
Yep.
Because the mom's, like, what the fuck? Where are you at? And I'm calling them mom and dad because I don't fucking know their names.
Yeah,
okay?
No,
and it's not
no
that
names.
Important, yeah. you know? So she goes down and she notices that the fucking basement's wet too. So she, because like I forgot to mention, the dad puts on like these rubber boots thing. She just takes her shoes off and walks barefooted.
Yeah.
Which is fine, I guess. She's about to get in the shower anyways. So,
right.
So she's going down there and she's seeing all this like red splatter and she looks over and she sees like a paint can with like red paint. And so I'm thinking, she's like, who the fuck used this red paint? But it's actually blood, guys.
Yeah.
So she also sees the sewer with blood in it. And then
again, and it's loud as fuck.
But there's a trick here. So the monster's got the fucking arm in his fucking mouth. Yeah. And she thinks it's her husband. She turns around and it's this big monster just chomping on
big
her husband's
monster.
Arm. And it's kind of funny. I did a shit job explaining it, but if you saw it, you know what I'm talking about.
It kind of reminds me of the scene from the first Jurassic Park where Ellie's in the breaker room and the hand like falls on her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it comes to find out it's just like a severed arm.
Yeah.
That's what that reminded me of.
Yep. And then so she gets fucking pinned up against the wall and she gets her fucking face ripped off.
Yeah, that's a cool effect.
Yeah, it's gnarly. Like the camera has like a red filter.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're like, so,
yeah. It rips her like face off. You could really tell where they spent all the money at here. So then, you know, she's fucking dead. So we cut to aunt and uncle. I don't know their names either, but they're aunt and uncle. They're
aunt
like visiting at this house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're being woken up to the sounds of screaming. And it's another trick because they want you to think it's the mom in the basement screaming, but it's actually little Charlie in his room watching monster movies.
Yep. And I respect it, little Charlie.
Yeah, he's got like a Godzilla like figure.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like all kinds of posters.
He's got a King Kong poster.
Yeah, he's got the spider poster. And she's like, turn that shit down. So he turns it down. And you know, she's like down there making breakfast and then we see Uncle come down and he's bald. Mm-hmm. He's got like a skullet.
Bald.
You know? And we find out that he's, like, a child therapist.
Yeah.
And he wants to do therapy on Charlie because he's concerned that he's watching too many monster movies.
Listen here, man.
Leave Charlie alone.
Fuck off, bro. Zach turned out almost completely fine.
I did.
Huh?
Huh?
Yeah, and then we meet Pete, who's the older brother, and he just likes science.
Pete's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
You know who else likes science?
What?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. And Pete kind of has Jeffrey Dahmer vibes.
Hey, yo.
He kind of looks like he kills.
Hey, Peter.
He kind of looks like he kills animals.
Yeah.
And is thinking about moving up to killing something else.
Moving on.
Probably.
But yeah, he's a scientist. He gets like a phone call from one of his friends. Oh, get it's Denny. Hey, can you bring that chick I'm interested in? You know?
Yeah.
So fucking stupid.
You know, 80s teenage boy shit.
You know.
You know.
So, yeah, and then they're all downstairs eating breakfast, and
breakfast.
Uncle's like, hey, Charlie, I want to ask you some questions, you know.
Uh-oh.
And the aunt's like, well, I got to go to my mom's because we have, like, the vegetarian brunch. Nobody gives a shit, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch.
So,
vegetarian brunch? I'm going to pass.
Yeah, and we see what it looks like later on. It doesn't look very good.
I'd rather be at the dinner scene from Dead Alive, okay?
Yep. So...
Oh, my stomach bubble.
Oh, my yeah. stomach bubble.
What do you need that egg
put
for?
Down the cheese.
But, yeah, so we cut to Uncle like interviewing Charlie, and he's like, "Oh, why do you watch these movies? Do you think that these do you think that you'll run into these monsters in real life?"
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Charlie's like, "No,
no."
He's like, "I know they're not real. I just like them. You know, that's all it is. You know." And like his uncle asks him a weird question. He's like, "Would you think about putting on one of your costumes and trying to scare me?" I'm like, "What the fuck?"
I was like, "That's weird, kind of a red flag, Unc."
I was like, "What the fuck? Shut up."
Unc's like, "Where my hug at?
Where my hug at?"
And he was like, "Never mind. That's kind of a stupid question. Plus, I know you're about to scare me, so it wouldn't work." And so Charlie's like, "Okay, you know," and he like leaves. And I also forgot to mention, like, he scares his aunt earlier.
Yeah.
By like wearing like what looks like Frankenstein's monster like mask.
And he's got a cape on.
He's got the cape on for like the rest of the movie.
No capes.
But he uses a shit called zap powder to kind of give like a smoke lighting effect or some shit like that. It comes into play later on. So I thought I'd go ahead and mention that. But yeah. Aunt is about to leave to go to the fucking vegetarian brunch, and she leaves a sign on the door because I guess they have like an electrician coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to let the electrician know that the cellar door is open so he can get in without having to like awkwardly knock or anything like that.
Get in there!
So he comes, and Charlie's like, "Ooh, I'm going to try to scare him." So he puts on like a mask and shit, and he goes down there, and the fucking electrician's getting fucking ate.
Yeah, he did.
His, like, you see his severed hand, and then, like, Charlie shines a flashlight, and there he is, like, just being eaten by, like, a bunch of these little slug spawns.
Yeah.
Like, the big ones behind it.
You could almost call it, what is it, some kind of deadly spawn or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, he said the name.
They call the, like, they called the big spawn, like, behind the scenes, they called it the mother spawn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and I guess we should kind of, like, describe what they look like. So, the little ones are, like, slugs with, like, mouths and, like, razor-sharp teeth. And then the big one is, like, a fucking big blob-looking thing with, like, three heads. And they all have teeth.
The little slugs kind of remind me of... Have y'all seen James Gunn's Slither?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love Slither. Kind of remind me of those. Yeah. But, like, practical and not CG?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of practical in that movie, but there is some CG...
Yeah.
I love that movie, though.
That movie's good.
That's just what Hollywood did to save money and time and shit like that back in the day.
Yep.
This thing is, like, massive, and it looks fucking gross. Like, I gotta give them credit. Like, if there's anything to fucking watch this movie for, it is the practical effects. Like, I said it, like, three times already. They definitely, that's where they spent the money.
And definitely watch the YouTube version, because that's a rip from the Blu-ray. It's in 1080p.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot to mention
You mentioned that in Godzilla v. Space Godzilla.
Well, I'm going to mention it again.
Okay.
If you're thinking about watching this movie, there is an upload on Shudder. Don't watch it because the quality is terrible.
Dog shit.
It is like super, like, it looks like pixels.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Why would they upload that, you know?
Ultra mega
ass. That's all they had, bro.
Somebody uploaded a copy to YouTube, and it looks pretty good. So just watch that one.
That's where I watched it.
Yep.
Yeah, I really hope that it gets re-released through, like, Vinegar Syndrome or something, because I think that they would do a good job restoring it.
Mm.
Dude, fucking Charlie just, like, hangs out in the basement.
Yeah, so, like, for 30 minutes of this movie, he's just hanging out in the basement observing these creatures, because he noticed... So I forgot to mention, they don't have eyes, right? So they can't see you.
They hear you, though.
They hear you. They respond based off sound, and he sits there and observes their behavior for, like, 45 minutes. Like, I'm serious. Like, he is in the basement standing still, not even really reacting, because, one, he's not that great of an actor.
He also shit his pants, probably.
Yeah, he probably shit his pants and doesn't want to move because it'll fall out of his, like, pant legs or something like that. Yeah, go down his
pant leg.
But he's observing, and basically he comes to the conclusion they can't see, but they can hear really well.
Yeah.
And so now, like, Pete's, like, annoying science friends come over, and one of them's, like, this... You know, kind of cute brunette, and the other one's like this curly headed guy who has a different haircut in like different scenes. Don't know if you notice.
Yeah, I saw that too. And I was like, what the fuck?
But that's because like this movie took forever to fucking film because they kept running out of money.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, like sometimes you would see, and I don't know their fucking names, okay? Don't give me any shit. It's not that fucking important.
It's not that deep.
But yeah, his friend, the one in overalls, if you notice, if you look closely, you'll see in different scenes he has a different haircut.
Mm.
But yeah,
they bring
Pete really likes like this chick. I don't remember her name either.
Yeah,
I just know Pete and Charlie. That's
That's about it.
But yeah, they like Jill. I think her name was Jill. Whatever her name is her name. Okay, her name fucking brings like a slug from outside. She's like, I've never seen a creature like this. I want to dissect it.
Yeah. So
they tell the overalls guy to go get a fucking sheet tray from underneath the sink. And, like, Ankh has, like, fallen asleep.
Yeah, him sleep.
He's just sleeping in a chair because he's just a gruff old man or something.
I
some
was eating breakfast during this part.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens to him a little later. But we cut back to Charlie. He's still observing. You know, he's going to be like this for a minute.
He's vibing, bro.
But I promise, he figures some shit out. But fucking, we cut up to them, like, dissecting this thing.
Yep. With, like, a razor blade.
Yeah. They use, like, a fucking men's razor, you know, that you shave your face with or some shit. Like,
not very sanitary.
Yeah, like, I hope you, like, looks dispose of that or clean it really well. Cause
soak it in alcohol.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, all the organs, you could tell, they don't look very familiar, you know. So we cut to Aunt at Grandma's. I don't know her fucking name either. And she's like, you know, the dialogue in this movie is fucking stupid.
It's atrocious.
Awful, you know, like, just everybody talking a bunch of fucking stupid dog shit. It's like, you can follow it and you could be like... Yeah, I mean, like, I understand why they're talking this way, but it's not interesting at all.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
Well, you know.
And, you know, Grandma's like, oh, we're having, like, tomato soup and brown rice with my famous green sauce.
I'd rather kill myself than
eat. We'll fucking see what the green sauce looks like later on, because it does not look
appetizing. No. Oh. Like I said, no. I'd rather be at the dinner scene from Dead Alive than at this
my stomach bubbly.
You mean the breakfast scene?
Where yeah.
Where
they're all at the long-ass table.
She squirts, like, the fucking vial and, like, the custard. That movie is fucking disgusting.
We need to talk about that movie on the show.
I love it, though, So, yeah, they're just fucking... She's like, oh, you gotta wash and scrub the vegetables. I'm telling you, the dialogue. Thriving, you know,
it's so bad.
Listen, your grandparents never made you shuck a shit ton of corn as a kid?
No.
Oh my, I used to enjoy it.
My grandparents in particular, like, they never let me, like, help them with cooking.
Oh really?
And it's because they're OCD about it.
I remember my mom's stepdad and my grandpa before he passed away. This was years before he passed away, but I was maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6, and he would sit in his chair and watch like ESPN horse racing and stuff. Yeah. And he would just sit there. If we were having corn, he would just sit there and shuck corn for a long while because he was slow because he was old. But
we would shuck it and then cut it up and store it in the freezer.
In the freezer?
Yep.
Smart.
Yeah. Corn. It's we corn. Got lots of it up
it's
here.
Corn.
In Indiana.
It's a big lump of knobs.
It has the juice.
Hey, we might get sued. I don't know if that's
we might.
A copyright.
It's a fucking TikTok. It's not goddamn copyrighted.
It might be.
It might be at this
come
point.
At me,
it got
bro.
Pretty popular, you know. But yeah, we cut back to Charlie. He's still observing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut up to Pete, and Pete's trying to put the moves on this chick. He's like, oh, so are you going to go to the movies with this guy who has, like, a different haircut every time we see him? She was like, no.
Are you going to go to the movies with continuity error over here?
Yeah, and he was like, well, I think you should know he'd rather go to the movies with this chick who hasn't showed up yet. And she was like, oh, so what are you saying? And he was like, I want you to go to the movies with me. They don't have any chemistry.
No.
So you can't get emotionally invested. They kiss here, right? But you're like...
Now kiss.
But you're like, okay, you know? That's like your honest reaction, okay?
okay.
And so finally, Charlie comes to the realization that they respond to sound because he snaps his fingers and they all like...
Honk.
They all like look up and shit.
That seems fucking hilarious. Like, yeah. Because all, like, the little babies, like, they just kind of sit up. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and, like, the mom starts approaching the mother spawn, I should say.
Yeah.
The best character of this movie. Yeah, it makes, like, these weird barking noises. It's like, oh, 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 oh.
Yeah.
And the little ones are like. Jesus.
The little ones, like, are disgustingly cute.
Yeah. The big one looks the best, and you can tell that's where they put most of the money at, is the big one.
Yeah.
But the little ones look creepy enough to
serve
their purpose, I guess.
They still look good, just not as good as the Mother Spawn.
Yeah, like the little ones, like they're darker, like whereas the Mother Spawn is like fucking
like flesh color,
fleshy red.
Yeah.
And it's like oozing like fucking slime out of its mouth all the time. I'm like, ugh! It looks disgusting. They kind of look like penises in a way.
They do.
You know?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Look at the little dickheads going across
little,
the floor.
Little dickheads and chaps. Like, yeah. So Charlie like throws a flashlight and dips. And he's like trying to come up with the plan. And so the fucking Mother Spawn comes upstairs and starts terrorizing. Or actually, they discover the uncle. He's been eaten by the little ones.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck?
You know? What the fuck?
What the fuck are these slugs? And so we cut back to Aunt, and they're about to like all the guests show up, and they're about to have this disgusting ass vegetarian brunch. Everything looks unappetizing.
Yeah, it looks
it's
shit.
Vegetarian.
Everything looks unappetizing. There's vegetarian cuisines that look pretty good. It's just none of this shit.
Yeah,
none
of that shit.
I disagree.
No.
But you know, I feel like they were trying to like be like they were trying to be funny and
yeah, I think
as
they
disgusting
were
as possible.
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, there's like. It's like a substitute for Swedish meatballs where it's like, it looks like tomatoes covered in like white sauce or something. I was like, the fuck? And then, yeah, we see the green sauce. It looks like fucking green, like sludge that she just put on there. And also, she blended one of the fucking slugs into the fucking green sauce because she didn't see it there. And you could hear, like, when she turns it on, you can hear the thing go, yeah!
I fucking laugh so hard.
And so, like, the aunt leaves the room to do something. And she starts hearing everybody screaming. So she's like, what the fuck? So she goes in there. And there's, like, fucking 50 slugs that just show up out of nowhere. And they start eating all the fucking people. And, like... The grandma in particular has got like one on her latch to her temple and on her calf.
Mm-hmm.
There's like one of them standing on the couch with like one like attached to her like shin or something.
Yeah.
And so they like leave. And I was kind of hoping that they were going to die, but I figured they probably didn't have it in the budget to like kill everyone.
Yeah.
You know? So they just like, they get all the fucking slugs off of them and they leave. And you don't see them till like the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, you don't see the aunt till like the end of the movie because everybody else is probably in the hospital. But
yeah.
So you cut back to, they find the uncle, he's dead, he's been devoured by these slugs, and now we start to get the fucking Mother Spawn running around upstairs and shit, and so like the teenagers, they don't know what the fuck to do, they don't know that it responds to sound, and so you got Charlie telling them to shut the fuck up, and he's like playing like a radio, and so the Mother Spawn, like, you know, it goes to the radio and gets caught on fire by chewing the radio up.
Yeah.
And, like, Charlie's trying to see if that'll, like, stop it, but it...
No.
I mean, it kind of does. You can tell it probably hurts it a bit, but it doesn't really do too much. So the teens run upstairs and lock themselves in Charlie's room, and this is where you can really see all of his cool, like, monster posters and shit.
Yeah, he's got a good collection in there.
He's got a 20 million miles to Earth poster, the spider, all kinds of shit, you know? Oh, he's got, like, a ant... like figure from them.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, and they lock themselves in there and they're hoping the fucking thing, and they try to make a run for like Pete's room, but it's up there. And like the girlfriend that Pete's trying to get with, the girl that Pete's trying to get with, whatever, she like stays in Charlie's room, and they did this thing where it kind of like surprises you. They actually kill her off.
Yeah.
Like the deadly spawn breaks up in there and fucking chomps her head off and she gets flung out the window.
Yeah.
And the reason that happened is because this movie took so long to film and they couldn't afford to pay her. And so she's like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Damn.
I'm not making money. And, you know, we've been doing this shit. We've been, like, reshooting shit so many fucking times and you guys aren't paying me, so I'm not doing it anymore. So what'd they do? They killed her character.
Killed her.
Out of nowhere.
Damn. Yeah.
And to be honest, I kind of like it because it's unexpected. It's unexpecting, and like not a lot of horror movies really do that.
Throws you for a loop.
Where you think that, oh, you know, she's going to be one of the survivors, but no, you know. We forgot to mention that like the blonde chick shows up and this is like overalls, like fucking date here.
Yeah.
You
know?
Mm-hmm.
She shows up. She don't know what anything, what's going on at all. And she's like, what the fuck was that? You know?
What the fuck?
And so Blondie and overalls, they make it up to the attic. And then Pete like goes on to the roof to kind of like get up to the attic. And he sees that his girl's down there dead.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, but he also sees that his mom and dad's car is there, which he puts two and two together and assumes that they're probably fucking dead too.
Yeah.
So he's going through it right now, bro.
He's going through it, bro.
Straight up, dude. So he makes it into the attic through like the roof and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the spawn is up there, but we see that Charlie's like coming up with a plan. So he takes one of his masks and he puts like a fake head in it, like a mannequin head.
Yeah.
And then he puts like the fucking zap powder in there and he like hooks up like an extension cord to it. And he's like, I'm going to get this. Basically, so we cut up to the fucking attic and we get Pete like freaking out at overalls and it's kind of fucking stupid.
He's like, what do you know anyways, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's traumatized, but like at the same time, it's like the dialogue fucking sucks ass.
I feel like they didn't like write full-on script for this shit. Like, they were just like, hey, try to make conversation and like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's... Yeah, I feel like any movie that has shitty dialogue is probably like that, to be honest. Like, the actors are like, I wonder what my character would say in a scene like this. And they just say whatever, you know?
Holy schmoly!
And they're like, well, we can't afford to, like, you know, get more film and refilm shit, so we just gotta use that.
Yeah.
You know? So, the fucking... Mother Spawn is up there, and then Charlie comes in, and he's trying to lure the Spawn to get the mannequin head. And so he keeps having to make sound and shit to get to lure it. And finally, the Mother Spawn, like, eats the mannequin head, and he's got to plug the extension cord in so that it, like, you know... I don't know the logistics of how, like, this would work, but basically... He manages to fucking do this, and the Mother Spawn blows the fuck up. There's, like, blood and chunks going everywhere, which is pretty cool, you know? And so then we basically cut to just a bunch of fucking people who I assume are just extras there to work for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're, like, running around hunting for slugs,
mm-hmm.
you know? And the aunt shows back up, and she's like, oh, my God, where's P? Where's Charlie? You know? And we see Pete and Charlie made it out alive. Aunt made it out alive. Unc is dead.
Oh, he did.
He's dead as hell.
Overalls and Blondie are still alive. I wish that more people would have died, but mm-hmm. at the same time, I know that because like the budget was so small, they couldn't afford more deaths, more practical effects, you know. Yeah. But, you know, then we get like... these like officers like radioing back and forth to each other is like, oh, you know, we got to make sure there's no more of these fucking slugs, you know? And then we basically see like that the earth is like fucking shaking like crazy and a fucking big spawn like just breaks through a fucking mountain.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Goddamn.
Where'd he come from?
What the hell they've been feeding you, man? Because you're too damn big.
Yeah, there's like a kaiju-sized spawn slug that just busts through a mountain behind like the house and shit. I was like, oh, how'd you get here?
What the fuck? I kind of like that ending, though. Like, it's kinda
one that doesn't make sense, but I do like it because it's like, how would he get there? You know what I'm saying?
First off, how the fuck did he get so big?
Yeah.
Second off, how the fuck did you get there?
Yeah, like, let's just say it was another comet. First of all, that whole fucking state would be blown the fuck up.
Fucking explode.
There would be no house there, you know? But, yeah, that's the deadly spawn. And I think that because I'm probably going to be the most generous for it, I'll give a rating first.
Okay. About that.
7 out of 10.
Yeah?
That's generous.
That is generous. But I tell you what, this movie was made with $25,000, and they still gave us something that's enjoyable.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a good movie, for sure.
No.
But it's a fun one.
Go ahead. I was also going to give it a 7 out of 10. Like, the thing that saves it for me is, like, the special effects.
Yeah.
You know me. I love me a good creature feature.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite.
And the Deadly Spawn, like, I love the way they look. I love the way they act. Like, the fucking little baby slug.
Yeah.
I... I didn't like the dialogue, and I thought this movie was kind of fucking boring.
Yeah.
But I stuck through with it because I like the aliens. So.
You like, I told y'all, it was 81 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, with the shitty-ass fucking dialogue and boring scenes, it can really feel a lot longer than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? We all know this by now. Because there's a shit ton of these fucking shitty, low-budget horror movies that do that.
Yeah. Yep.
And this is a cult film. I mean, it has like a cult reputation, a cult following, you know.
I can totally see why it does. Mm-hmm. If people are like us, like, because, like I said, the thing that really did it for me was the special effects. And the fact that it was like 25 grand, you said?
25 grand.
That's fucking nuts, man, for 25 grand.
And I should also mention, too, before Bailey gives his like rating, because I was going to mention this at some point. This movie did well, too. Both in like the box office and on video stores. And it's kind of hard not to, because when you have a budget that small, you gotta imagine, probably gonna make your money back.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna make some kind of profit.
I'd hope so.
Now, I didn't see like the exact numbers that it made box office and video sales wise, but I like every review that I watched, they all said that this movie did good financially. So that's good.
Nice.
But like the director and the cast, they never went on to do anything else. So, I mean, which is kind of like unfortunate. I kind of was hoping that, you know, the only person that went on to do anything else that I could see is one of those producers that I mentioned earlier, and then the guy who did sound, and this is what brings me to my next point, the guy who did sound went on to do a movie called Metamorphosis, The Alien Factor, which was marketed as a sequel to The Deadly Spawn.
Yeah.
But I've seen this movie, because it's also on YouTube for free. Somebody uploaded it on there. It's not bad. It has fuck all to do with Deadly Spawn.
Yeah.
They only marketed it that way because they were like, hey, that Deadly Spawn did pretty good. Because this was, Metamorphosis was going straight to video.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you know, Deadly Spawn did pretty good. Let's market it to be like a sequel to that. And they're like, okay.
It has nothing to do with...
Like, the main monster in Metamorphosis kind of looks similar to the Mother Spawn.
Yeah.
But it's like... Like, nothing from that first movie's mentioned at all, you know.
Huh.
Yeah. It's its own thing. Gotcha. It's still cool. And it kind of has, like, a similar feel to this, where it's, like, the dialogue's kind of shitty, the acting's shitty, but the monsters and the effects are really cool, at least, you know.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's free on YouTube. So
I'm going to rate this now.
Uh-huh.
6.9.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's as generous as I can be.
I thought Baylor was about to be like 6.2.
Negative 8.
Negative 8.
Oh, come on, man. That's toys. Nah, I did like the practical effects. I do like seeing those in movies. But it's just the lack of like actual plot and like how all over the place this is, man. Like
boring characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, here's the thing. I had a feeling that you guys probably weren't going to like this as much as me. I knew that, but you know what? It was my
that's
pick.
That's part of the fun of having a podcast.
Yeah. You know?
Not all movies are 10 out of 10s.
Yeah, I like wall-to-wall effects movies like Killer Clowns and fucking The Blob and Critters and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't care how dog shit the movie is. If there's a shit ton of effects to be seen, I'm probably going to have a good time.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Anything else?
No, that's about it.
I think that's going to wrap up this episode of We Came From Beneath the Sea. We'll be back next week with an audible, a surprise. You ain't going to know until it releases.
Correct. Yins ain't going to know.
It's a departure from what we were going to do. That's all I'll leave it at. Thank you for listening. Follow us on social. At WCFBTS on Twitter. We Came From Beneath the Sea, all one word, on Instagram. And We Came From Beneath the Sea on Facebook, if you're so inclined. Email at us at beneaththeseapod@gmail.com.
Yes.
All one word, all lowercase.
Yes.
What else?
Yuma.
We'll be back next week with March of the Monsters Week 3. And Surprise entrant.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Challenger has entered the arena.
Oh no. Wait, we'll be back, and I think that about does it.
Yes.
This has been We Came From Beneath the Sea. Bye.
Sayonara. Goodbye.